KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
44 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In the news, the Iowa Transportation Commission Tuesday approved over $5.7 million in funding for 54 new transit vehicles. The buses and minivans will replace older transit vehicles in 20 cities across the state, including in Carroll and Creston. Randy Barton is the transit program's manager with the DOT.
Iowa, unfortunately, has an aged fleet. The FTA designates a useful life based on mileage and age of vehicles, and Iowa, last I saw, was second in the nation for the oldest fleet vehicles.
Iowa trails only South Dakota on that list. The Federal Transit Administration defines the useful life for a light-duty bus, for example, as 4 years or 120,000 miles.
We've got around 1,600 vehicles in Iowa, and over 1,000 of them are beyond the FTA-described useful life.
The $5.7 million for new transit vehicles approved Tuesday comes from federal funding. Barton says Iowa needs much more to bring its transit fleet up to par.
Just to replace Iowa's vehicles that are beyond the FTA definition of useful life would take $159 million.
He's quick to point out, however, that the older transit vehicles being used around the state are still well-maintained and safe.
They can rehabilitate, put in new engines, transmissions, drivetrain, whatever, but usually what happens when they get too old is then the bodies themselves. You can't repair a frame. You know, you got to remember we're in Iowa. There's a lot of salt on the roads. A lot of corrosion.
Iowa has public transit vehicles in operation in all 99 counties. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet in a special session today beginning at noon in the City Council's chambers at City Hall. The only item on their agenda is action on the use of hotel-motel tax fund money to make up a portion of the matching funds needed for a Vision Iowa CAT grant. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring told the city's Personnel and Finance Committee meeting during their session Tuesday evening they've managed to raise $125,000 in committed funds to match 50% of the $180,000 needed to apply for a $360,000 CAT grant. 25% of the match can come in the form of in-kind contributions such as labor, supplies, and volunteer time. Herring said there is a laundry list of in-kind contributions committed so far, including those from Trees Forever and AMU. He and Assistant Parks Director Seth Stasselm sat down and tried to figure out the best way to show the Vision Iowa Board in the city's grant application that there was enough in-kind support to warrant consideration of the full grant amount requested.
We looked at each other and kind of said, you know, what if we, out of hotel motel tax, if we were to just say or ask the park board to commit X number of dollars out of the hotel motel tax to use that towards match, not in kind, not anything. We've got $46,500 of hotel motel tax that we're willing to commit to this project.
In addition, Herring said there is $19,000 of in-kind commitment from AMU and $5,000 for seating from the Parks and Rec Department for seating of the campground area. The $360,000 Vision Iowa CAT grant, if approved in its entirety, would be used for improvements to the campground portion of the Schulberg Recreation Area in Atlantic. Herring said he spoke with Atlantic City Administrator John Lund about using the possibility of using hotel motel tax funds, which are designated for the city's parks and recreational improvements.
And the motel hotel tax fund is, I'll call it a replenishing type of fund, because it generates between $30,000 and $36,000 a year for the parks department. And so we have money in there currently that we have not expended. We'll be getting more coming in, and we really won't be expending anything out of that. If we were to take the 46.5 out of there, we won't be tapping that for another 6 to 8 months. And then it'd be over the next 2 year process anyway. So we would have two more cycles of hotel motel tax and still make it affordable and not put any stress or strain on our budgets and what our 5 year plan is.
Herring asked for and received permission from the Personnel and Finance Committee for him to approach the Parks Board for their approval on using the hotel motel tax for the grant application, which must be submitted by this Friday. In other news, the Atlantic City Council will be asked during their meeting next week to approve a commitment of $15,000 per year in operational support of the Ann W. Wickman Child Development Center. The center, which is owned by Southwest Iowa Family Services, or SWIFS, and operated by the Nishna Valley YMCA in Atlantic, has been running in the red for the last 5 years, losing $141,417, or an average of $28,283 per year. Dan Haynes, executive director of the Nishna Valley YMCA, said during a meeting Tuesday evening of the city's Personnel and Finance Committee that the situation was discussed during separate meetings of the parents, Rotary Club, and employers, and he said the deficit looming over the center is just one of the challenges they're facing.
The staff turnover, our staff start at $8 an hour. We can go at least three other places and make $10 an hour right down the street. So the staff turnover is an issue for us. The benefits, limited space, I mean, just trying to fit everybody into our building has become an issue as well. There's no repair and replacement fund for the building. There's still debt on the building. It's not our debt, it's SWIFT's debt. However, if they're out raising money, trying to pay off the debt, then it's hard for us to go out and raise money as well. So it is part of our issue.
Scheduling and serving meals is an issue as well, with some employees working part-time as well as the full-time, part-time staff ratios. Haynes said 85% of their budget is for staff. Grants don't fund operational expenses, so they have to find other ways to try and stay afloat, including raising fees, establishing contracts with parents for set child care times and penalties for not showing up, and asking the city and businesses for financial help.
So really, this is kind of the warning shot, and this is what we told to the Rotary, we told to the businesses, the 50 that were there last Friday, is this is really the warning shot for our community. If we think that the Child Development Center is part of the infrastructure that the community needs, then we have to do something different, because the Y obviously can't afford to do this any longer. So our thought is if everybody gives a little bit, we can make it work for the community.
Haynes asked the Personnel and Finance Committee to consider a request for $15,000 per year in operational support. He mentioned he will also be asking the Cass County Board of Supervisors for $5,000 in additional support to help defray costs. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones was originally opposed to the idea of a city-supported daycare center when it first opened, simply because he was afraid of the impact it would have on local in-home daycare providers. But Kelsey Smith, with Child Care Resources and a referral of Southwest Iowa, said last night all of her family child care providers in the area are currently full. And Jones admitted the Wickman Center has had a positive impact on the local economy.
Look at what it does, bringing people into town. If you look at your increase, your schools now, that has to be part of your youth increase, just the daycare is doing the things. So it's doing a good service. It's just, we got to look at how can we budget into it. And that it be a community-wide, that can't be all a city, but be a community-wide involvement.
Jones said if the city council agrees to a $15,000 annual commitment for the child care center, it should be with a stipulation local businesses be asked to contribute matching funds. The city's share could come out of the local option sales tax. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.